Adventures in Research. Many important things are discovered by accident, but none of them under stranger circumstances. Here was a substance no one wanted to discover in the first place, and whose customers have continued to think up most of its uses. This is the story of the perpetual discovery. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science produced as a public service in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. And today telling you a story that begins one summer day in 1859 in Brooklyn, where a young man named Robert Cheesebro has his suitcase packed, his best suit on, and is leaving for...
Titusville? No, Buster, I don't believe I know where that is. I don't think I ever sold a train ticket to that place before. Here, just hold her a minute, and I'll find it here in the book.
Well, that's where I'm heading. Titusville, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
But I can't tell you much about where it is. I never heard of it myself until the day before yesterday.
That's all, eh? Now, let me see. Titusville...
But it won't be long before everybody will be hearing about it. You can bet on that.
Yeah? I don't say. You mean gold?
Something just as good. A man named Colonel Drake has discovered oil there. Petroleum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read about that. Don't know much about it, though.
Well, neither do I. That's why I'm going there.
Yeah.
I want to see what it is that's going to put me out of business.
Put you out of business?
Well, I'm a chemist. I've been refining cannel oil into kerosene. With this discovery of petroleum, I'm afraid I'm going to be out of work. So I thought, with what I know about refining, maybe I can latch on to something in Titusville.
Oh, my. World's changing every day, ain't it? Got so a fella wouldn't recognize it. Petroleum. What next, as the fella says, huh? Here she be. Titusville. There she be, all right. Well, here's your ticket, Buster. One way to Titusville, Pennsylvania. Well, that'll be, let me see. One way to...
Titusville! Titusville! Don't forget to collect your baggage. Make sure you got everything. Leave by the back of the car, please.
So this is Titusville, eh?
Yeah, now, what did you expect? The Taj Mahal? This is it.
Gosh, sure looks like a busy place. Must be a lot of people digging for oil.
Guess there is. But this train runs on coal, Sonny.
Oh.
Now, shake a leg now. We'll never keep on schedule. Board! All aboard!
Excuse me. Could you tell me...
One side, bud. Out of the way.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, did you ever see so much going on in one spot in your life?
Looking for somebody, friend?
No, I'm a stranger here.
Looking for a job?
Not exactly. I'm just interested in... I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm just interested in petroleum.
Oh, yeah, huh? Well, take my advice and get interested in something else.
Huh?
All the blasted jobs I ever had, this one swipes the rag right off the bush. If it wasn't for the money, I'd quit tomorrow.
Well, I don't want to argue with you, but I find an oil well a pretty fascinating thing. Just think, for years we didn't know what petroleum was good for, called it medicine oil. And here we had this wonderful fuel all the time and didn't know what we could do with it.
As far as I'm concerned, they're going to left it rot in the ground. Excuse me, I got to get my work done.
Don't mind if I watch, do you?
Not at all. Nothing worth watching. Okay, Sam, I'll set her down. Okay, Sam, get onto the rope. Let me down easy now. Easy, Dugger. Ease off. Blasted stuff all over the place. Blasted no good rod whack. Okay, that should do it for now. Lift me up. All right. I should hold it for a while.
Is something wrong with the pump?
Something wrong? Take a look.
What is it?
Who knows? Fellas around here call it rod wax. biggest nuisance in the oil field.
It's sort of like grease, isn't it?
Collects in the pump rods every few minutes and clogs them up for fair. Then I have to go down and scrape and wipe the stuff off the shafts or the blasted pumps won't work. Now, I ask you, isn't that a fine job for a grown-up man like me? Being nursemaid to a lousy oil pump, wipe its little nose. I got a mind to quit right now.
What happened?
Oh, looks like an accident. Oh, I didn't see anything.
Oh, hey, Bill, that rope busted. Got a heck of a bump. Give me some of that rod wax, will you?
I see, you do have a bruise there. You better go and have someone take a look at
it. I'll lay off that stuff.
Here you are, Sam. I'll rub some of this rod wax on it. There you are. How's that?
Oh, okay. Out of the way, you. And next time, watch that rope, you guys, or I'll bust your head in.
Looks to me like he's hurt. You should have had a doctor look at that bruise.
Takes more than a bump like that to hurt Sam. You know, it's a funny thing. All the fellas here, they curse this rod wax for fouling up the pumps. I let them get a cut or a burn or a bump, and they come a-yelling for some to rub on where it hurts. How'd that beat all?
You mean they use this rod wax for a salve?
Yeah, you know, like I say, it's no pleasure being nursemaid to an oil pump. I cuss the rod wax myself. But maybe everything was put here on Earth for a purpose. Yep. Maybe even rod wax.
Before many days, young Robert Cheesebrough, the chemist, was back in Brooklyn. But something new had been added. A box of the bothersome rot wax. Perhaps, he thought, something could be done with it. Hadn't oils been used through the ages as a skin remedy? Hadn't petroleum itself been used by some as a medicine oil? And though it hadn't much reputation, wasn't it possible that in this waste ingredient, rot wax, there might be some medicinal property? And one more question Robert Cheesebrough asked himself. Could he duplicate this petroleum residue in the laboratory in a purified form? Then in the months that followed, druggists and doctors became perplexed by strange stories they were told, all of them having the same general pattern.
For the fifth and last time, Doctor, I don't know what it was the lad rubbed on me. I tell you, I was digging over in a ditch on 11th Avenue when I bashed my foot on a rock. Well, I was grabbing it and hollering when all of a sudden this young feller appears out of nowhere and has me shoe off and putting something on my foot. I was just about to haul off and paste him a good one when my foot starts feeling better. So like I say, my old lady burned herself, and I was wondering, could I be having some of the salve that the stranger put on me foot?
Robert Cheesebrough didn't only experiment on others. He tried his petroleum jelly on himself. He inflicted scores of cuts, scratches, burns, and bruises on his own body, and then treated them with the white translucent jelly. And as it had done for the ditch digger, the salve appeared to soothe and heal. Now he was ready for his first sales. He set out with a mare and wagon through upstate New York, and not long afterward came the first repercussions.
Hey, good day, Jeb. What'll it be today?
Well, about a week ago, young Critter came past the farm and passed off this sample for cuts and bruises. Well, we used it all up.
Yeah, I know. Every farmer on your road got one of them, too. Yeah, I don't think that fella missed a single farmhouse.
Well, it does the trick fine. Best salve ever. Got any of it in stock?
Oh, sure. Not only did that fella hit every single farmhouse with the samples, but his last stop was right here. It told me there'd be a big demand in about a week after the samples was used up. Yep, here you be, Jeb.
Yep, that's the stuff. It says right there, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly.
Within a few years, Robert Cheesebrough's rejuvenated rod wax became a standard household item, and no well-stocked medicine cabinet was without it. But it didn't stay there, for not only did it aid in the treatment of cuts and burns, its users began finding other uses for it, some of them highly unusual.
Mr. Cheesebro, I've finally found out why our sales in Russia are so much higher this year than last year in 1915. Seems that the Russian peasants are adding it to the oil in their holy lamps and finding out it keeps the lamps from smoking up.
That's very interesting, Hawkins. It continually amazes me the number of uses that our customers find for our product.
And the sales in South Africa are booming, too.
Huh?
Johnson says the natives use it in their tribal rites. When a young man comes of age, he must go into the jungle alone, slay a wild animal, and come out coated with the fat of his victim. Now, guess what he's using nowadays instead of the old rancid, smelly fat?
Somebody seems to turn up some new use for it every day, Hawkins.
The one that really gets me, Mr. Cheesebro, is that report we got from India. The people in India actually eat it. Spread it on their bread like butter. If that isn't
Young man, our jelly is good enough to eat. I swallow a spoonful of it every day of my life, and I feel fine.
But these are only a few of the hundreds of unusual uses which customers have found for the once despised rod wax. Uses as varied as human ingenuity seems able to make them.
It's just about the best lubricant there is for fishing reels, guns, and power tools, especially drill presses, planers, jointers, and saws.
Try oiling wooden trays or plaques with it. Hides nicks and scratches and keeps the wood bright and shiny.
Motorists rub it on the chrome trim of their cars to prevent corrosion, especially in winter when there's salt on the streets. Also does the same job on the terminals of the car battery.
Before putting away that hoe or trowel, lubricate it with a little petroleum jelly to prevent rust. Manufacturers of razor blades have been doing it for years.
It occupies a prominent place on my lady's dressing table. She uses it as a hand and nail cream, an eyebrow and eyelash lubricant, as an elbow cream, and for protection from chapping.
Window stuck? Try lubricating the sash with a thin coating. Can't get the cap off the glue jar or tube of paint? Well, coat the inside of the cap with a little before putting it away.
Keeps leather soft and protects it. Everything from hunting shoes to baseball gloves.
If Junior shampoo causes trouble at your house, just make a ridge around his forehead with petroleum jelly. Keeps the soap and water from dripping down into his eyes.
Makes a dandy hairdressing and softens calluses like a dream. And in a pinch, it works fine in the place of shaving cream.
Yes, Robert Cheesebro's byproduct of the oil well was truly a remarkable discovery. And just as remarkable are the discoveries which its users have found to make petroleum jelly an essential in almost every home. Most products are perfected to fill a need, to meet an expected use. But Robert Cheesebro revised all that when he rediscovered something that he didn't know he was looking for and learned what it was good for from the people who bought it. In a most unusual adventure in research. And that's today's Adventures in Research, produced in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. These programs are broadcast to Armed Forces personnel overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Join us again next week for another transcribed story of science on Adventures in Research.